And sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of suffik brachos. We already had two shiurim on this fascinating topic, and now we are going to pick up from where we left off. This is super exciting, and we will begin with a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says on the din of Usr the Adam Lehanas Min Ha'olam Hazabalo Bracha, Lechlamet Hey Amid Aleph, he says as follows, Maitakante, Kolomar, Omahadrinan, Shielech Eitzel Bokri, Vielam Denu Habracha Shachal Dobadarbus. What's the takon of this guy who doesn't know brachas? The takon is to go to, you want to fix yourself, go to the guy who knows bracha, go to the guy, go to the Chacham, the Baki, the expert who knows brachas. That even if this person knows how to make a shahakel, and shahakel in theory can cover all the brachas, he should still go to a chacham to teach him each one the proper bracha to make on each food, and not merely be yotze with this b'di'evedika shahakol bracha on all foods. V'kama dvarim muflaim delinu midivrei Rabbeinu Yonah. We learn that there are two dinim of brachas. There's a din lahoitzi midei me'ila. He writes, shim lo yoda lebrachas shahakol yotzaba midei me'ila. So now you're out of the category of me'ila. And then, that's shahakol. And other brachas, if it's a bracha ru'ila, that's a separate category. A bracha ru'ya l'chol dor v'dor l'madnu. That we learn, this is, we're going in the derech of going to Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. That we learn in the Mishnah later on, Shim Amar al-Kulam shahakol yotza, ina kavana shi yatza yidei din bracha ha-ru'ya. Ela shi yatza midei me'ila. It's not pshat that you made the proper bracha. It's pshat that you didn't do me'ila. So that there's a din of bracha ru'ya, that's a din b'fnei atzma. Of course, it also includes yatzei de me'ila. If you make the bracha ru'ya, you're also out of the category of me'ila. But bracha ru'ya is a din b'fnei atzma, and it's and yatzei de me'ila you could already accomplish by making a shahakol. And also, once you make the shahakol, that's it. You're not now allowed to make the bracha ru'ya. Imamar Shahakol Yatza. So it would appear that this chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yonah works sai with the Maharshal that we saw in the previous shir, and sai with the Maharsha that we saw in the previous shir. According to the Maharshal, Yeshnei dinim, din bracha lahatir es ha'isser. V'din bracha k'mitzvah mitzad atzma. As we saw in the Maharshal holds that the food is be'etzem itself aser, and the bracha is coming as the matir. So the din bracha lahatir for that it's enough to make a shahakol. For that shahakol suffices. And then in addition, if you want to make the proper bracha, that there's a special din bracha commits for mitzad atzma, not just as a matir. So then make the proper bracha, make the bracha ru'uya. According to the Maharsha holds that the isser is the lack of bracha. The whole isser flows from the fact that you're nana lelo bracha. That's the problem. So nana below bracha is the problem. Aval ein zot mechamat heyader hamitzvah hamiyuchedet shel bracha ru'uya. It's not because of the lack of the bracha ru'uya, but because of the general bracha klalis of hodah. And therefore, if you make a shahakol, you yotzei dechovas ha-bracha. Because the lack of bracha would mean that it's aser b'hana. Because in order to get hana, you need to have this food with a bracha. This bracha is obligatory when having this food, otherwise you're not allowed to get hana. But again, the cheftzidi, the food itself is not the cheftzidi, it's the food without the bracha. If you didn't make the bracha, than inara binana from the food. And for that, shahakal's enough. That you fulfilled your obligation to make the bracha. And then on top of that, there's making the proper bracha, which is even cooler. That's much better. But according to both of them, it's muchach that when the general chovas bracha does not exist, there isn't and there can't be an obligation to make a bracha ru'uya. Otherwise, even if you already made shahakal and your yotzei de mila, make the bracha ru'uya in order to be mekayim the additional mitzvah. So why not both? So it must be that the Yesod HaMechayev is that he's Ochel Onen at Lelo Bracha, and if it's not Nechshav Lelo Bracha, then there's no more Din Bracha. And that's Muchach HaMavur Midibur Rabbeinu Yonah. That if there's no chobas, general chobas bracha, then there's no bracha ru'uya. And therefore, the second you make the general shahakal, and there's no more chobas bracha b'chlalusa, there's no longer a chobas bracha ru'uya, making the specific bracha. If you could separate the two, then you would say the following. You would say that you make the general bracha, and now you have a separate mitzvah to make the bracha ru'uya, but it's not true. Once there's no longer a general obligation for a bracha, there's no longer a bracha ru'uya, and that's necessary. That even though that Mishnah Daf Mem it says birach al perasil and birach pri aduma yutza, v'kumokin v'akulim amishakol v'inia v'dvuroi yutza. Nevertheless, chalukin hen ze mize. Biyesod dinam. Shekein. Birkat ha'adama al ha'etz hu din di'eved kibbe'alma. That it says in the Mishnah, if you make a bracha on peres ilan, bread pri adama, your yotze, and in everything you make a shakal nevar yotze, nevertheless, these are two fundamentally different dinim. Because birkat ha'adama al ha'etz is a din b'di'eved. B'di'eved, because the eitz is kol ba'adam, and even though lechatchila you should specify the eitz, but b'di'eved yotza kol chovasim. Hashenkei b'shahakol, if you make a shahakol al kulam, this is very important. Yotza rak yidei chovas osur lehanas me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. That's all your yotze, and therefore it's not going to be me'ila. But you were in yotze yidei chovas bracha ru'uya. And therefore, there's a fundamental difference between the yotz of Adam and the yotz of Shahakal. When you yotz the Hadama, it's because included in the Adam is the Eitz. So you made a bracha on the Adama. You made b'di'evet the bracha ru'uya. B'di'evet you made ala Eitz. The yotz of Shahakal isn't because Shahakal includes everything. Because mitzad klal, ain bichlal shahakol lo ha'etz v'lo ha'dama. Just the din is that if you made a shahakol, yotzi midei me'ila. So in other words, it's not that, as we all understood until now, that shahakol includes ha'etz. Shahakol mi'ebed v'ro. That would include Eitz, that would include Adama. We see from Rabbeinu Yonah not like that. Huge chiddush. We see from Rabbeinu Yonah that when you make the shahakal, you can check off the backs of no longer Me'ila, general bracha made, but the bracha ruya you didn't fulfill. When you made a hadama and a ha'etz, then you can say the hadama encompasses the etz, but the shahakal doesn't encompass ha'etz. All shahakal does is it says that since you checked off the box of making a bracha, and now it's ois me'ila, me'mela, there's no longer an obligation to make the bracha ruya, but it's not the bracha ruya was ever made. That's the Takan of Chazal. And it would appear that Be'emes mitzat the Isser lehanas lolam has the loy bracha lo sheach klal lefaret perut haminim shekein ha'isuru ha'ana'a ve'en shum nafkamina ben hana'a me'etz o adama. Ma she'ne'emar od din shel bracha ruya ein zot ela mitzvah nosefet. These are two separate things. There's the Isser lehanas min olas ever lo bracha. For that, you don't need any perut haminim. You don't need to specify. You just need to acknowledge that Hashem is the creator. And then there's an additional din of bracha ruya, which is a special bracha made for perut to specify this specific food. And not the general getting out of the category of hana lolam hazeh v'lo bracha. Terrific. So now we understand that shahakal has no shaychus to eitz and hadama, because shahakal is just the bracha of not taking yourself out of the category of hana me'olam hazeh lo bracha. But it's not made on the chefts of the minim, and that b'diavad your yotze when you say a shahakal, that's a din mesuyim of takanas bracha motzi midei mila. But now you, it's not going to be mila and you can eat. But did you fulfill your mitzvah of ha'etz or of hadama or of amotzi, whatever it may be? Absolutely not. Gvaldik. Ve'achshav, b'siyata d'shmaya, miyushevet heitev, גם קושיית רבי עקיבא עגר על תוספות והשיטות שאם ברך על הגפן בורא פרי עץ לא יצא. We had asked in the first shir, what's pshat in Rabbi Kiva Eger that if you made a hagofen, if you made on the gefen a borei pri eitz, you're not yotze. Eitz encompasses the gefen, no? Gefen is an eitz. Because the, I'll read out Rabbi Zerachi's words. Rabbi Zerachi has a very gishmakas signon. I enjoy his signon very much. Shara yisoda plukta ben aposkim im yatsa ala gefen, ala gafen, ala gefen, bibilkat ha'etz, hu kanir'e. Im ma de mevarchim ala ha'etz, ze pri ha'gafen, hu ach mishum דמחמת חשיבותו יש לפרט תפי, וכשם שיש לפרט את העץ מכלל האדמה, כמו כן יש לפרט את הגפן מכלל העץ. דלפי זה פשיטה שאם בירך על הגפן פרי העץ יצא, כשם שאם בירך על העץ פרי האדמה יצא. אבל אינך פוסקים סבירה לו דפרי הגפן אינו רק לכתחילה לעומת עץ ולאו מתורת פירוט התועלה, אלא דברכה מיוחדת היא דנתקנה על הגפן דמחמת חשיבותה אינו יוצא ידי חובה עלה בגפן ולא מתורת פירוט עתינן עלה, ולהכי אינו יוצא בברכת העץ על הגפן. אשר לכן מובן היטב שאין הדברים אומרים אלא ברכת העץ, לא כן ברכת שהכל, שכל מה שנאמר בה הוא רק דין דיעבד המועיל לאיסור להיענות בלבד, ולא לבדיעבד על כל הברכה הראויה. ומיושבת קושיית הגאון רבי עקיבא עגר, דאף על פי דקיימה לנדי אם בירך ברכת שהכל על כולם יצא. גם על הגפן, היינו טיימה, משום דייצא זה, אינו מתייחס אלא לדין האיסור והמעל שבברכה, אשר ודאי לדין זה, קיים גם בגפן, דלא שניה הנאה זו משאר הנאות. בפרט לאור העמוד, האיסור אינו מתייחס אלא להנאה, ולא למינים השונים, וברור שגם אם ברך שהכל על הגפן, שוב הרי הוא יוצא מכלל האיסור. ומילא לא שייך כבר לחזור לברך את הברכה הראויה כמו שנזכר. מה שאין כן ברכת העץ, הלא מה שנאמר בה, הוא לא דין בדיעבד לצאת מכלל האיסור והמעל, כדמו חכמי הרבנו יונה כהנל. ומה דשייכה בברכת העץ, הלא הוא אך לצאת ידי חובתו, על ידי הכלל שהעץ הוא אך פירוט הימנו, ובאו דתבהר, דהנך פוסקין סבירה להוא, שהברכה על הגפן חייבת להיות על הגפן דווקא, ולא סגי, אף לא בדיעבד, אם אינה אלא פרט, בכלל שבירך עליו ודוק. Teretz is that the foundation of the machlokas bein haposkim if yotze by saying the bracha of Brei Priya Eitz and Geffen is as follows. If when you say Brei Priya Eitz, if the fact that you have to say a Brei Priya Geffen is because of its chashivus, you have to be more specific. And if it's a matter of specificity, being specific, then we can say the following, that just like Ha'etz is included in Hadama, Hagefen is included in Ha'etz. But the other poskim, and this is going to be Rabbi Kiva Eger hold, that Priya Gefen is not just a lichatchila, better than saying Eitz because it's more specific. It's not coming because of Perut, because of specifying. But rather there's a special bracha, Sheniskina al Hagefen, that out because of its chshivus, you're not yotze yidei chova, ela begefen. It's so chashuv, you need to say gefen. So therefore we understand that ha'etz is different than ha'gefen. Ha'etz is encompassed by hadama, but ha'etz does not encompass ha'gefen. Because shahakol takes you out of the mal category. Ha'etz doesn't take you out of the mal category. So what did you accomplish when you said the ha'etz? We paskin that if you make a shahakol, your yotze, even gefen, this yotza is only relating to the din isser and the mal. So this din applies even to the gefen. No different than other hanas. So there's an isser hana, the shahakol takes you out of the isser hana. So shahakol is cool for hagefen. But birchas ha'etz is not a din to take you out of the isser and the mal. All birchas ha'etz is a bracha haru'uya. This bracha haru'uya we said is a separate din. It's also, if it happens to be an eitz, then it takes you out of the mila category. But if it's not an eitz, if it's an eitz, then it takes you out of the mila category and it's a bracha haru'uya. But if it's not an eitz, then it doesn't help you at all. If it's hagafen, it's not going to help you, because what's the chiyuv of hagafen? The chiyuv of hagafen is because if it's chashivas, it requires a specific bracha. Not that you have to specify more, but that you have to make hagafen. It's not because of peirut. It's not because it's more specific. It was a matter of general and specific. So ha'etz is more general than hagafen, so ha'etz would be motzi hagafen. No. There's a chiv because of its chashivas to make a gafen. It has to have a special bracha. Lo mitar es peirut. Not because you have to be more specific, because then more general would cover something less general, something more specific, as we find that Hadama covers ha'etz. But here, because of its chashivas, it requires a special bracha. Does ha'etz help for that? No. And what about the general not being in the Megillah category? Only Shahakal works for that. Either Shahakal or the Bracha Ru'uya. But the Ha'etz doesn't work on either end. It doesn't work mitzad the Bracha Ha'ru'uya because it's not. Hagaf requires a special Bracha. And it's also not that general Bracha that takes you out of the Megillah category, that the special Tikkunos Chazal that Shahakal takes you out of the Megillah category for all the foods, as we explained before, because Ha'etz doesn't do that. Only Shahakal does. So for Enfer Tekasha of why Ha'etz doesn't cover a Hagafen if you made it by accident. And as a cherry on top, we can explain the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan says that Shahakal, if you make a Shahakal on a Hagafen, you're covered. And Rav Huna says that you're not. So they're arguing in the following shaila: is birchas shahakol? Does birchas shahakol have a Torah's klal? And we're coming midin klal uperut. And therefore, when you make a shahakol on other foods, the shahakol encompasses those foods, because those are a prat in shahakol. Shahakol's everything, and therefore, Rav Huna holds that this is in shayich the gabe bor pri agafen. Just like the eitz doesn't help for the gafen, because this is special chiddush in bray priya gafen that klali yistika brachas don't help. And Rav Yochanan holds, and this is the way we paskin, that lu yehei, that no klal helps for birchas hagafen, but shahakol is different, because shahakol takes you out of the meila category, and that's enough to be matir you to drink this wine. So, since it has that unique character, the shahakal, that it takes you out of Mi'ila, that's enough to be matir the wine. Whereas Rav Huna holds that it's the Torah's klal, that it encompasses, just like Hadam encompasses the Eitz, shahakal encompasses the other brachas, but Hagafen it doesn't work, because of its chashivas, no other bracha can cover it. It's not considered a more general brachas don't cover it, requires a special, unique bracha. So shahakal is no good for, according to Rav Huna. Rav Yochanan holds no. That you're right, b'toras klal it might not help, but b'toras shahakal might not help the hagafen, but b'toras lo'tzio midei iser me'ila, that for that shahakal is effective. That dvarim hayu neflaim b'yoser baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, and that we should be zoche lilmodu l'lamed lishmor v'lasos. Well, the kaim is called Ibrahim Samutarasubiahava. Amen, via amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet, and hope for other friends.